The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, this is Kevin McCullough. Thanks for listening to the Christian Outlook podcast, where we cover today's issues from a perspective that honors your Christian faith. Our podcast is brought to you through a partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. Here's another piece I trust you'll enjoy. Have you ever had those experiences in life where you just get to spend a few minutes with someone, but in those few minutes, on just a very few occasions, you feel like you've made a connection with a soulmate? Someone who really does get and understand the world kind of in the same light that you do. My next guest is someone I've only ever had the chance to speak with on the phone, actually. We were scheduled to be in the studio one time together, and something came up. I think I was under the weather or something, and we weren't able to make that happen in person. But every time I get a chance to speak with Dr. Michael Youssef of Leading the Way, I come away with a greater appreciation of not just his conviction about the validity and the soundness of God's word, but why it matters so much in the days in which we live. And here he is. He's back with us. Leading the Way is our ministry of the month this month. Dr. Michael Youssef, welcome back to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Thank you so much, Kevin. I could not agree more with you. I really do feel every time I'm talking with you that I'm talking with an old friend that I've known for a long time.
Yeah. Well, I think that part of that is a value system that sees the world, I would say, in a similar way. Though we come from very disparate backgrounds, you from another continent completely. But right. The idea that God's word is just as applicable to the problems that we face today as it was when it was originally given to us, I think is something that you and I both hold on to very fiercely. But Dr. Youssef, since you spoke with me the last time, we've got a lot more problems in the world. I mean, there's a war going on, and there's displaced people, and there's inflation, and we've got bickering and violence here in America, crime out of control. What are you telling the people through your ministry these days about what the God of the Bible says about the times in which we live?
Sure. And many pastors and Christian musicians are becoming deconstructed.
Yes.
Don't forget that, because that's probably more depressing. And then we have evil forces that are trying to teach our five-year-olds about transgender and homosexuality. I mean, it goes on and on. One of my members reminded me the other day, he said, you know, about 20 years ago, he said, it's going to get darker, and you've been saying this. And he said, I honestly didn't think it's going to be as dark as this. I said, well, probably it's going to get even darker, but regardless, we ought not to be discouraged because, our Lord has basically warned us. And I wrote a book just recently, came out just 4 weeks ago, called Never Give Up, because people are giving up on the truth of the gospel within the church, inside the church, and all the progressives inside the church, which really is more grieving than when we see it in the secular world.
I find that when people are deconstructing or questioning, it's really just a doorway to want to get out of having that light shine on them. They don't like the light shining, so they say, well, I just need a doorway to get out of this place. Is that your experience as well?
Sure. Well, it's basically a nice way of saying they turn their back on the faith. I mean, deconstruction is just a polite way of saying they become an apostate. Let's just call it what it is. Hmm. And while I'm not a kind of an end-time preacher, I really do believe that we are heading for something that is eschatological in nature, and nobody knows the hour or the time. But, Jesus actually asked a question in the Gospel of Luke, and he said, when the Son of Man returns, will he find faith upon the earth? That always haunted me. And especially now, as I see people departing from the faith, a wholesale departure by whole denominations as well as non-denominational, which is called evangelical churches. One very prominent mega church pastor said, well, I don't know what sin is, but I know what love is. He doesn't know what sin is, and he doesn't know what the cross is all about. Because it's whenever sin is minimized, the cross is trivialized. And that's the reason why so many new church buildings now do not have crosses on them. I feel this is I'm sounding the alarm and saying, wake up, wake up, wake up.
No, I don't think that we can. I don't think we can do that too much. How do you encourage those who are desiring to be faithful to stay in that path?
Esau sold his birthright for a bowl of soup. And so I'm going to say to people, is it worth it to be liked or popular for the next few years by the pagans, by the evil world, and be a friend of the world, and literally forfeit your heaven, or live for the audience of one, which I call the audience of one, which every one of us are going to have? And once we cease the vision of living this life for the audience of one, when we face to face with Jesus, then we're really going to be more and more, because the flesh and the devil are constantly conspiring to draw us away from the truth. And, you know, is it worth it? Is it worth it? I think that's the question I ask people. Is it worth it that you forfeit your eternity, you know, for the temporary popularity?
In the immediate, churches are trying to, at least those that are faithful, are trying to share the gospel. One is just those that just hostily hate God. But I also think there's a lot of people that have just been confused by the pluralistic, multicultural, superimposed, all roads lead to something good kind of thinking that is out there. What is the unique opportunity of the church in this season?
Well, we need to be clear. We need to be clear as a bell. We cannot, you know, when it's like the Apostle Paul said, it's not my own words, but, you know, when we don't issue the clear notes, the music is not clear, people are confused. They don't know which alarm they're listening to. So the message has to be very clear, uncompromised, unmolested, not watered down. It has to be clear as a bell, so nobody will ever be confused. The truth is the truth is the truth, and no compromise. That is really what we need to do, because those who are confused, when they hear it with clarity, and I guess I get this all over the world, people always write and said, well, thank you for bluntly speaking the truth, but you know, that's the only thing that's going to take a confused person to the foot of the cross and to really know what the truth. I've just come back. I've been around the world in the last 3 weeks, literally. My wife and I traveled, circled the globe from Australia, the Middle East, to Europe. And I've met people in the Middle East who come to Christ at the threat of their own life, literally. They were writing their own death warrant when they embraced Christ and be baptized. But you know what? The joy that I see on their faces puts me to shame, because they said, eternity is worth suffering for Christ. Eternity with Jesus is worth dying for Jesus. And they're threatened not by government officials, actually. Most of them now are being threatened by their own family members. They want to kill them. And so that really gives me a lot of fodder to keep going when I see that is happening. I wonder if God is not really calling the elect of God to himself when I see people falling by the wayside in the West, but really rising up, converting to Christ, dying for Christ literally with joy on their faces. Probably God is gathering his elect. So he's separating the sheep from the goats. The goats are looking like sheep for a long time, and he's parading them now.
It's hard to argue otherwise, Dr. Youssef, to be honest. Well, thank you for everything that you're doing. Thank you for being with us today. And friends, leading the way, of course, just part of the great lineup here at AM 570, WMCA, The Mission here in New York. And I encourage you to listen each weekday, as so many of us do. Dr. Michael Youssef, thank you so much.
My pleasure, Kevin. Thanks so much, brother.
Thanks for listening to Christian Outlook. Our program is coming to you today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy our podcast, take a moment and tell a friend to subscribe today.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.